SBS
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 SBS Radio.
Ang pagkakaiba ng kultura sa Australia ay hindi makita sa mga mataas na ranggo ng korporasyon ng mga malalaking kumpanya. Sa papalapit na pagunitaan ng Araw ng Australia, kilalanin natin ang ilang Australianong nagbigay inspirasyon dahil sa pagsisikap na makamit ang sariling landas ng tagumpay. Narito ang ulat ni Journey Blackharley na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Naging isang malungkot na biyahe para kay Ming Long ang tuktok ng boardroom ng korporasyon ng Australia. Dumaan sa apoy ang 46 na taong gulang na ehekutibo ng pinansyal na pamamahala sa Sydney bago naging unang Asyano at Australianong babae na nanguna sa isang malaking kumpanya.
We see so few women in general because I think the stereotype, we make assumptions about the position of women within society, that women are the ones that stay at home and care for the family. You know, when you add in the intersection of, you know, that ethnic or cultural diversity into someone's gender, you actually see an amplification of all those stereotypes. So it makes it twice as hard for a woman with an ethnic background or woman of colour to actually make it into leadership because the expectation is even stronger that she shouldn't have that role.
Ipinanganak si Ming Long sa Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Ngunit lumipat sa Australia upang magkaroon sila at ang kanyang mga kapatid ng mas maayos na oportunidad ng edukasyon. Una silang nanirahan sa bayan ng Lithgow sa New South Wales, kanluran ng Sydney.
A lot of the times I think at school I was always trying to fit in because I was very conscious that I was not like the other kids at school, and that was quite stark being the only Asian family in that little country town.
Sinabi niya na habang hindi hadlang ang lengguwahe para sa kanyang pamilya, mayroon silang nadaan ang mga hamong kultural sa paglipat.
It was absolutely a culture shock. So one of the stories I tell, when we arrived in Australia, we were asked to go to visit people. And so you were asked to bring a plate. And we brought a plate, an empty plate.
Habang ang mga kapatid ay nag-aaral ng medisina, alam ni Ming Long na ibang landas sa kanyang dapat tahakin. Pinag-aralan niya ang economics at law bago pumasok sa accounting at finance. Sinabi ng matagal na kaibigan sa profesyon at tagaturo ni Ming Long na si Deborah Page, isang inspirasyon si Ming Long sa mga babaeng nais pumasok sa negosyo.
She's an inspiration with absolutely no doubt in my mind. She just enthuses energy with everything she does, and she doesn't take no for an answer. I mean, Ming just gets on with it.
Umaasa si Ming Long na sa katagalan ng panahon, mas marami pang babae mula sa iba't ibang kultural na pinagmulan ang makakapasok sa tuktok ng hagdanan ng korporasyon.
And we want to lead. You know, we don't want to just be sitting back and letting other people do that. We want to make that contribution to this country.